is necessary. Cause one day all these bad women will be married.
Smoke clouds in the champagne rain. Smoke clouds in the champagne rain.
Hi everyone, this is Freddie
and Ernest,
and we're here on the Beat of Burden to give you the news as we always do. Taking a break from Pride Week, and we're going to talk about that as well. So, as you know, today, well, actually the whole week from April 1st through the 7th is Pride Week on Miami Beach, New York, LA. But since we're local in Florida, it's on Miami Beach. And we've been trying to find like a really good event to go to, but we're not getting any help. We've been on the internet. We've been talking to people that have been involved with organizing the events on Miami Beach. But I guess maybe it's the weather. I don't know. But we can't seem to find a hot item to go to. So just to let you know, the Pride Parade is going to be on April 7th and it begins at noon and it should be hot. It's
a Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parade should definitely be a well-attended event.
Yeah. I hope the weather. I'm going to keep my fingers and my toes crossed. Yeah, I hope the weather.
The weather permits.
Yeah, but I noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of the police departments are jumping on board with participation and sending some of their officers that are involved in the LGBTQ to the actual Pride Parade.
Yeah, I think a lot of police departments, especially because there's a lot of LGBT officers, that it's important to send officers as a representation, not only to show those officers that they're accepted by the department, but to show the community that there are gay officers in the department, so they should feel accepted and they should feel comfortable with dealing with the police.
Yeah.
And you and I both know, being a part of the LGBT
okay. Yes. I am involved with the LGBTQ community because my bestie, you, and other people that I'm very closely affiliated with are a part of it. And I'm telling you, I don't think there is a dull moment with you, okay? Not a dull moment. But I remember, and I think we discussed this earlier, when it was like really taboo for a gay male to be on the police department. And I think Miami Beach was a prime example of how hard it was to fit in with, you know, their peers on the department if you were gay.
Right.
And I remember the Miami Herald did an article on the first black male gay officer that came out on Miami Beach, and he really had a hard time. A hard time.
And not to get things misconstrued, there are definitely some people that are not accepting because of a quote-unquote macho lifestyle that they think should be that of a police officer. So there are officers that aren't accepting of gay officers or lesbians or whatever someone identifies as, but I think over time a lot of people have realized that as long as it isn't affecting them, then it shouldn't be a problem. So I think back in the days, 10 years ago, with the Miami Beach officer, even further or even more recent, some departments are not as accepting as others. I know that Miami Beach has become more accepting, City of Miami, definitely Wilton Manors, the Broward Sheriff's Office, Fort Lauderdale Police.
Fort Lauderdale is really on board, yeah.
A lot of these departments are very accepting, and I think Fort Lauderdale even have a gay pride flag.
Vehicle. And yeah. Vehicle. Yeah. The vehicle is beautiful, yeah. Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm totally on board. I think everybody, you know, regardless of what you believe in, what you are, you know, how you live your lifestyle, should be included.
Right.
You know, it shouldn't be no exclusions from that. So we just have to remember and remind everybody that Sunday, 12 noon, the Gay Pride Parade will start on Miami Beach. I think it's Collins.
Ocean Drive. Yes.
So be there, participate. I know last year it was phenomenal. And this year it will be directed by Jamie Gorilla from Channel 6. He will be in charge of it. So Jamie is a ball of fun. So it should be lots and lots and lots of fun.
Oh, so he'll be the Grand Marshal.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. So the other thing that we have to discuss that's also highlighted this month is autism. Autism Awareness Day was actually April 2nd. And I don't know. It's funny that they have the multicolored puzzle pieces. Just right. As, you know, with Pride, it's multicolored, but rainbow colored. But I think the awareness of autism is increasing. I think people are actually accepting the fact that, you know, their child or sibling or whatever has autism. And I'm learning a lot more on autism, you know, the levels that they have. And I've learned a lot from Renee, you know, from PIO, his daughter. He has a daughter that's autistic. And, you know, with the different levels, it's hard to understand. But when you see the kids function at the different levels, then, you know, it becomes a lot clearer. Yeah. But...
Yeah, I think the overall idea of Autism Awareness Day is to bring out the information on autism and how kids or adults function, and like you said, the different levels, and to make people more aware of what's going on with people with autism so that they're not afraid to deal with someone and that they see the signs of someone that's autistic and learn how to better approach them as opposed to a violent approach or being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great thing. Like you said, I took a course and it showed the different levels and how certain people cope. Like some people might rock back and forth to calm themselves down, or they might listen to music, or they might snap their fingers. But and some autistic people are geniuses.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I read an article last night on a female that received her bachelor's in sports management. And now she is working at her school in, you know, like the physical education portion, which is phenomenal, right. You know. And sometimes they overcome whatever... I guess distractions that they do have, you know, when they're around other people that, you know, function with them or right. function better than they do, but, you know, they help them
right.
and they see, you know, that this is what I want to do. This is the path I want to take. And it gives them, I guess, a bigger or broader picture of really what they want to do.
A gleam of hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So, now I wanted to ask, how do we come up with a national day?
That's a good question, because I know that every month there's a lot of national days or national months within that particular month. I don't know if it's something that goes to...
It's a calendar. It's a national month calendar. And For April, I looked it up, and there's 37 national days.
Wow.
For the month of April.
Wow.
And I was just trying to figure out, okay, we have a calendar, but who is responsible for, I guess, making up and implementing these days? We have National Jazz Appreciation Month. These are all April national days, national months. This is for the national month, April. National Soft Pretzel Month. National Soy Foods Month.
Soy foods.
National Straw Hat Month, and I have my straw hat. I do. National Parkinson's Awareness Month, which is...
That's a good one.
Yeah, very good. National Poetry Month.
Hmm.
National Pecan Month.
Nuts.
You like nuts, right?
No.
You don't?
No, not really.
Oh, I thought you would. National Volunteer Month. National Welding Month. National Canine Fitness Month, which is cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay, and I saw one where the city of Miami acknowledged this one, National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. And the angle that the police department took was texting and driving.
The worst.
Ridiculous.
When I see people do it all the time.
Ridiculous.
When someone starts weaving back and forth and you get next to them, you see them looking down right at the phone instead of paying attention to the road.
Ridiculous. And I don't know how many accidents have to happen, how many deaths have to happen, how many commercials and you know, scenarios have to play out for these people to understand that, okay, it's not that important.
Right.
It really is not that important. And they have so many things that now, even in the cars, they have the Apple system where everything that's on your Apple Watch, your Apple phone is right there in your dashboard where so you can do it. Right.
You don't have to look at the phone.
Exactly. And that's ridiculous. I still don't understand. And it just bothers me that, you know, you have to swerve because they're swerving right. Because they're trying to answer a text.
And
really?
You swerve and end up swerving into someone and they continue to drive. Now it looks like you caused an accident.
Exactly. Exactly. Because let me tell you something. It happened to me. FHP no longer acknowledges phantom drivers.
Right.
So you will be responsible for the accident. So, but yeah, just look it up. It's the National Month Calendar. And for April, it's responsible for 37 monthly events. Occupational Therapy Month.
I would like to know how to create a national day or a national month.
I don't know.
Like, what's the process? I'm pretty sure there's a website or something.
Oh,
National Day Calendar.
Yeah. But that just tells you
the difference.
Yeah. But that would be interesting to find out how they chose English Language Month. You know, what made April so special.
Wow. I see that.
National Cannabis Awareness Month, and that's April 20th.
Oh, yeah, 420.
Yeah. National Fair Housing Month of the Military Child. That's interesting.
Oh, I see. Here, the National Day Calendar on nationaldaycalendar.com. You can send an application. Must be sent at least 6 weeks before the date in which you wish to have acknowledged as a national day or month. And an acceptance must take place and be finalized by December 31st to be included in the next following year. So you send your application in and they pick and choose.
Interesting. Okay.
And
you know what?
Due to a substantial backlog, we are only accepting applications from companies and organizations. So
okay. We can do it. We need to try that to see if we get it.
The National Day has to be done 6 weeks in advance, so maybe we should start now.
We should see. We got to pick a day. We have to pick it. We have to let our audience know National what we chose. Melanin Day. Oh, that's cute. That's cute. And see if we get it. Okay. All right. We are going to submit an application. We will let you know what day we're going to choose, what type of topic we're going to choose for that, for the month, and what month we want it in. If we choose Melanin Day, it should be a summer month.
Well, maybe February during Black History Month.
Okay. And then we'll let you know the process that we're going through and each stage and when we get it.
That's everybody interesting. Show off their melanin.
Yes. In any way you can.
My caramel skin.
Yeah, I gave you lotion, right? Okay. Okay. The other thing that I wanted to address was the Nipsey Hussle incident. Now, I'm going to be the first to say, and no shame in my game whatsoever, I had no idea who Nipsey Hussle was. I thought it was a mistake and they meant Nipsey Russell, who was a comedian that died many, many years ago, but I just thought maybe, you know, they were rehashing something with him. So as the day went on and I noticed they kept saying Nipsey Hussle showed the picture, then I had to ask my kids, who is Nipsey Hussle? And then they say, Mom, he is a good rapper. And then my oldest son, who's been, you know, rocking with him for a while, said he's real good with the community. You know, he's a gang member, but he's really, really good in bringing things back to his community. So then I did my own research and I found out that he is well, well respected in his community. So,
yeah, it's a sad situation. I've seen him, you know, I know that he was with Lauren London, but I think I've gotten away from some of the rap music, so I didn't really listen to the music. But like you said, after reading about him and seeing many people speak on him, he definitely wasn't one that had bad intentions. Right. I think he, even though he might have been a gang member, he still was a community leader.
Right.
So he had great hopes for his community. And it's sad to see someone like that get senselessly killed. But, yeah, it's just sad.
So this brings up many questions. One being trust. In my circle, I have very few people that I can call friends. I have friends on one hand with a finger or two that, you know, still left remains, behind. Yeah, open. And I think the problem with a lot of people is that they use that word friend loosely. Mm-hmm. And you really have to look up the definition of what a friend is before I can say you are my friend.
Right.
I know you. You're an acquaintance of mine, but we're not really friends.
Right.
And I've gotten a lot of backlash from that, but I'm just an open person. We work together, you know. I see you at, you know, the gas pumps, or I see you at roll call, but we're not friends.
Right.
You know. So I think that in itself had a lot to do with it. You just can't trust everybody.
Right.
Because, you know, we're together 10 hours a day, or we're together, or I see you in passing.
Doesn't mean we're friends.
Exactly. And I wouldn't trust you unless I know you. I have to know you.
Right.
You just can't just, you know, trust people. And although they do like to, I guess, compare gangs to a lot of police departments, because we're technically, you know, we're a little gang.
Yeah.
And we have each other's back regardless,
the
you know.
Blue.
All right. I may not know you, but you best believe I got your back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let nothing happen to you because we're on the same page where we want to go home to our families at the end of the day. So you know I'm not going to let anything happen to you. But in this situation, they were in the same gang. And, you know.
Seemed like a close circle, maybe not tight, but it seemed like it was a close circle. I know that he, you know, they spoke. He was around him on several occasions. They have several pictures together. Mm-hmm. So it's sad because was he a friend with envy? Was he jealous because Nipsey had rose to a level of celebration? Or was he just angry in the moment?
That's something that hopefully will come out, but it also brings another question to my mind is when you make it out of the quote unquote hood and you want to give back, do you give back from afar or do you come back to your spot, to your stomping ground and give back?
I think it's good to be there and give back. I know some people do give back from afar because they have so much going on. Like, for example, Beyonce. And there's many other examples, but for Beyonce, she's all over the place. She's traveling the world. She had world tours, but I'm pretty sure she's giving back to her community in which she grew up in Texas, because I saw a story where she gave back to one of the schools she went to. So she's giving from afar. But in Nipsey's case, he wanted to bring economic growth to his community. So he opened up a store in his community and he attempted to bring all of the things that the community needed back while he was right there in that community, which made the people love him even more because they see him there on a daily basis, knowing that he's a celebrity, but he's still just a regular old guy.
But do you think that's a good thing, or in this case, was it detrimental for him?
I think it's a good thing. I think that sometimes when you reach a certain level, you have to be mindful of those that you surround yourself with. And I think that that is what played a part in this incident. I think it was a good thing that he stayed right there in the community to give back. I just think that he might have thought everyone had good intentions, and he later came to see that some of them didn't. And when he confronted the guy, I guess he didn't like the way he was confronted. So,
yeah.
I just feel sad for his son and, you know, or in London, and yeah. his family.
I mean, because his family was there because they ran every business that he had there. He had the nonprofit business for everybody to try and see what they're going to excel in for kids, you know, the store, almost done with the barbershop. So he had a lot going on.
Yeah.
And his family was there to run each and every business that he did have open and up and running. And that's the sad part about it. But the good part is that, you know, it won't fall to the wayside, trust right. and believe. And, you know, his friends and other rappers have stepped in to make sure his family will always be okay, because Jay-Z has now opened a fund for all his kids, $15 million.
That's good.
Jay-Z is like, I mean, he's like a mob man to me. I mean, it's like, jeez, he steps in when it's time to do right and time to give and help. He steps in.
And he's another one who gives from afar because he has so much going on. He has his hand in so many different endeavors, but he definitely gives back to the community.
I think I would give from afar because you just never know.
Right.
You know, people will watch you and watch your success, but in their mind, just wait for you to fall. So I think I would give from afar because I wouldn't want anybody to, you know, just take that joy from what you're doing, and you're doing it from your heart.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes, just like with ball players, you can't always come back to where you were. You know, that's how a lot of them get killed. A lot of them get robbed, trying to come back to your old stomping ground. It doesn't always work because you have made it. They haven't.
Yeah.
They still have that same mentality that you had when you all were literally talking about, oh, I'm robbed, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And they never grew out of it. You did. God saw fit to give you an uprising. Sometimes you cannot go back. And that's just, I'm a firm believer in that. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Just like if you do make it, sometimes you have to break that circle of friends
and get a new circle.
Yeah. It doesn't always fit, you know? The puzzle has to be put together, but it doesn't always fit with old pieces.
Yeah, that's true. And they always say surround yourself with people that you see yourself as. So
exactly.
If you see yourself in a becoming successful, you have to surround yourself with successful people. And I think he probably did that. I think he surrounded himself with those that are successful and those that he felt like he knew because he grew up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, and I'm not trying to play detective or anything like that, but I just kind of think it was just a setup because you normally have your bodyguards, and it's sad that you have to have, but he normally has his bodyguards with him. But through the kindness of his heart, one of his friends was released from prison after 20 years, and he took it, you know, to heart to give him clothes from his store. So he just slipped out to go meet the guy there, give him clothes, and then come back. And look, he never made it back. So just, you know, putting everything together, I'm like, I don't know. It sounds fishy.
Like it could have been. Definitely was, and seeing the video that was posted on CNN, it was definitely deep-rooted anger.
Yeah, it was personal. It was personal. And that's the one thing. These videos that they show, I think it should be some type of blockage of the actual act.
Yeah.
You know, as in, you know, news media should not, and I know local news media do not show, they don't show. Like when somebody's a hit and run or somebody's actually gotten stabbed, shot or whatever, they do not show the act.
Yeah, they'll show up. Until...
Right. But, and I think this video should have been taken down and it shouldn't have been shown. I just really, you know, you have family and you have family that watches TV and have to relive that every time they're talking about the story.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I think there should be some limit to the actual videos that they show on these crimes. Seriously. So, it's unfortunate, and condolences to everyone that's involved. Everyone. Wow. The next thing I want to talk about was the college scandal. Everyone has actually gone to court. Their first court appearance or second court appearance and what their part in the scandal. And it's now out that the judge feels that they need to have jail time. At least 5 years is what he's saying for both the females that are in the limelight, which there were others, a high powered attorney, high powered financial guy. But they're really saying that these two women, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, need jail time.
So was it a recommendation or was it a sentence?
No, it's a recommendation. It's something that the judge is saying that, no, I think eventually I'm going to give them judge. They need to have prison time. That's his feeling. And I don't know why he is so adamant about it, you know. I mean, the crime was, you know, it was bad. So I think that, They need to do something so that this thought won't come back to them.
Well, so they won't feel like they got off scot-free.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that when Lori Loughlin came, her and her husband, on their private jet, signing autographs and smiling and posing for pictures with autograph seekers that were outside of the courtroom, I just think that that wasn't the time or the place to do that.
You know? Definitely. Definitely isn't the time and place, especially considering the circumstances.
Right. It's not a show.
Right. You're there for a criminal activity you committed or a charge that you're facing, and to make light of it by signing autographs or arriving on a private jet, or even to mention that you arrived on a private jet, just shows a discord and a lack of better judgment.
Right. I'm going to court. Oh, you want an autograph? Oh, yeah. Oh, you know. But Ms. Hoffman just walked in with her brother. I'm assuming taking the spotlight off of her husband because he's in a series now. And he doesn't, you know, I guess he's not involved in it. He had no dealings with it. And she's taking full responsibility of everything. So she came with her brother, you know. She didn't post some pictures. She didn't sign any autographs. She went in, listened to whatever they had to say, and left. But, you know, I don't know what Lori Loughlin's deal is, but she's really taking this as, to me, seemingly as a joke.
Let's see what happens. Will she actually face 5 years, or will she get probation or face a fine?
I'm pretty sure it'll be a fine. And I'm pretty sure they're going to get some jail time. Because this judge, for some reason, is on it. Where he's saying, no, it's not going to be a slap on the wrist, I can tell you that. If it's not 5 years, it'll be, I would say, two to five. 2 to 5. Because he's adamant about giving them something.
And that's, at the federal level, they usually are very specific. And usually they stick to their guns, so...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever determination he make will be final.
Yep. So, I think that's the news that we have. But I do have some good news with the Beat of Burden. We do have the bottles in for the fragrance. So, that should be coming out probably in May. We're just waiting on the labels and everything like that. And it smells so good. Can't wait.
So it should be out in May.
We have to wait for the labels and everything like that. The website should be up and you'll be able to purchase it through there, through the website.
So guys, make sure you stay tuned for the Beat of Burden fragrance.
That's right. And book 3 is done. I'm just tweaking and making sure everything is in place. It's called Miami Beat 3 Illusions.
Illusions.
So that also should be out by the end of the month.
Make sure you get it over to a good editor.
Yeah.
And that you're not editing yourself.
Yeah, I was going to use you, but
I'll
get somebody else.
I'm a good editor.
I'll get somebody else. But we're going places, moving up, and getting in the right place.
That's it. Very important.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get back to the community.
Definitely. From afar. I would love, you know what? And I love, and you know how I love giving back to the community. Because I love, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a need. I don't know if I get it. It just, it's something in me that I just have to. And I still keep in touch with Sharonda Baines.
Oh, the young lady.
I still keep in touch with her. I really do. I mean, it just gives me a high to know that you were able to help somebody.
Right.
And I just love it. And I love giving to the community. I'm not on the level of Nipsey by any means where somebody will come sniff me out for no reason. But yeah, prom time coming. We always do the either I get 2 girls from head to toe.
And deck them out.
Yep. Or something like that. But I love it.
When I took the position as an NRO, I didn't know that it would be so fulfilling. by giving back. And a lot of time I would take a back seat and give back, not necessarily from afar, but because I wasn't looking for any limelight.
Right.
But it definitely was fulfilling to give back. And the time during Christmas when we actually went out and stopped people and gave them $100 instead of tickets.
Yeah.
And that was money that we
worked off duties and you know,
with it, and donations from people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely was fulfilling to give back, or to see the smile on people's face when they receive something of happiness as opposed to
an actual ticket that they thought they were going to get. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, I think it's two things that I would like everybody to get from this podcast today. And, you know, I don't like it to end on a bad note or a sad note, but, you know, remember and watch who you call your friends.
Yeah.
You really have to be careful with that. And, you know, you can't tell everybody everything.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it comes back on you, you know. So you got to be really careful with who you call your friends. And I'm so happy that I can safely say that you are my friend.
Aww.
That I enjoy every minute with you. You know, I have to, you know, keep you on a leash every now and then. But no, but you really, you know, I appreciate you. I do.
I appreciate you,
gotta,
you too.
You got to really be careful with that. And with giving back and, you know, making people happy and trying to, you know, I guess bring everybody up to where you feel they should be, you got to be careful with that too. Because I know we had a lot of people that were, you know, you try to give turkeys out and stuff like that. You have them come back in the line. Well, you just got it. Come on.
Think about someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just, you know, you just got to watch yourself, watch your surroundings, and just be cognizant of everything that's going on.
That's what they say, when you move, move in silence. Sometimes you have to move in silence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And be on the lookout for Melanin Month. We just have to find the month, and we are going to go through this process, our podcast listeners, and you are going to go through the process with us. So we will keep you up to date on the steps that we're taking to get Melanin Month. And we'll let you know. So you come with your shorts, shirts off, everything out. Uh-oh. Show that melanin skin. We just got to get, Lawrence, maybe we'll get some plastic see-through pants. We don't want all that out. We don't want all that out. So we'll get something.
I don't want to make people...
we'll get something. We'll get something. And hopefully the weather will hold out and we will have a beautiful turnout for the Pride Parade on Sunday. Remember, it starts at 12 noon. And let's hope the weather holds out and we have a good turnout so we can have something to share with you, post with you some pictures. We can't even go anywhere to take pictures. Nobody's showing up. So let's hope that we have a sunny, sunny day on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, I hope so. So everyone, have a beautiful weekend, and hopefully we'll see you out there. If you do see Freddie or Lawrence out there, come up and say hello, and maybe we can take a picture and post it on our website.
Some selfies.
Yes, 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 yes. So enjoy your evening, and hopefully we'll see you Sunday. If not, we will talk to you at our next podcast.
Bye.
Bye.